Hello, this is James Grundvig with two powerful women, two good friends of mine, Sheila Holm and Dr. Christiane Northrup, here on Unrestricted Warfare on Decentralized.media. Why? We're covering the Red Hat, we're covering God, we're covering the religion of COVID death cult and all of that. We're diving deep into it today on the show. Here's a very powerful video that I received from Sheila yesterday on God in Hebrew. It's amazing. I didn't know the power of the language until I saw this. It's a 4-minute video, but you're going to love what comes out of it. My perspective has completely changed on the power of the old Hebrew language.
Where do we get the word alphabet from? That's easy, right? The Greek alphabet. Alphabet, alpha, beta. But where did the Greeks get their alphabet from? Hebrew. Yeah, the language of the God of the Bible. In Hebrew, the first two letters are Aleph Bet, which is where the Greeks got Alpha Beta from. And the Hebrew language is so cool. It's potentially 3,500 years old, and it's such a brilliant use of language. From people that long ago? In English, everything is phonetic, right? Cat. K-at. That's it. No other meanings. But Hebrew works in at least three dimensions, maybe four, maybe even more. Watch this. The first dimension. It is phonetic, just like English. But in Hebrew, the letters are also pictures. They're pictographic. An example, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Vav. Vav stands for nail or post, like a tent peg. Third dimension. Each letter has a numerical value. A, Aleph is 1, B, Bet is 2. So the numbers, in addition to being pictures and having a phonetic sound, a lot of times they add up to equal something relative to the word it's constructing.
Take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. 1, 2, equals 3. Hebrew word for mother, Aim, Aleph, Mem. 1, 40, equals 41. Sum of 3 and 41, 44. Hebrew word for child. All right, mother, father, child, yelled. That's 10, 30, and 4, 44.
The fourth dimension, the way that the letters are arranged, have a meaning, which is what we're going to cover today with the Hebrew word for truth, emet. This is so cool. It's so cool. Okay. Emet is the word for truth, and it is three letters. Aleph, Mem, Tav. Aleph, which is the first letter and the number 1, represents God. The pictograph is an ox head. It is the authority or the strength. So Aleph is the oneness of God, the first, the source, the father. The second letter, Mem, means water. Water, which is vital to life. You have to drink water or you will die. If you get dirty, how do you get clean? Water. If you're wounded, you rinse it with water. Running water. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And if you stop drinking water, you will die. If you refuse to drink of the water that Jesus provided." The third letter of emet is tav. Tav is the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So in English, we have Z. In Hebrew, they have tav. It is the final letter. It is the completion. It also means a mark, a sign, an omen, or seal. It is the symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. It represents the restoration of all of existence. Jesus is the tav. He is the final letter, which represents a covenant, a seal, a mark, and completion, perfection, restoration. And the pictograph for the letter tav is a door. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. I am the Tav. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And it gets better. In Proto-Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, the letter Tav was an X, a mark, an X, or a cross. And then the cross changed to a door. It was the idea of salvation, that Jesus would give us salvation on the cross. And by doing so, he became the door to eternal life. A message echoed by the Passover prophecy, where the blood of the lamb over the doorway to your house caused death to pass over. The blood painted over the door in the shape of the letter Tav. Final level, and this is where it all comes together. The Hebrew word for truth is emet, Aleph Mem Tav. The Hebrew word for dead is met, Mem Tav. The only difference between these two words is the Aleph, the presence of God. With the presence of God, we have truth and life. Remove God, we only have death. Dead is defined as deprived of life. Dead is the lack of life. And we have life because he lives. People want to know where life came from? God, the Aleph. He created life. With him, we have life and truth. And without him, there is no truth and there is no life.
Christiane, What do you think of that beautiful 4-minute video?
I think it is stunning. It is stunning. I, you know, one of the things that Sheila teaches and that my pastor teaches as well is we can't understand, God, the scripture, without this Holy Spirit in us. And I found that to be, it's not just about reading the stuff. That thing that you just showed, that is full of the Holy Spirit. It is full of life. And Sheila, I think one of your books is called Always Speak Life. This is just a huge understanding that that you feel in your DNA. And we have gone through, James and I met each other at the beginning of the whole COVID thing. And we both knew that it was not what everyone was taught. And we had to watch as the wheat separated from the chaff while people were waking up. I had always been a Christian, but I became a real Christian. I mean, feeling it in my bone marrow, became baptized. And now what I'm a student of is not biblical scholar. I'm a student of this thing called life. Life and what Christ is inside me. And I think, James, that was beautiful. Wow. I mean, they talk about the great mystery of the return of Christ. That's what we're watching.
Yeah, you know, Sheila, very powerful video, but the Alpha and the Omega, Alpha being God, the Omega being Jesus, the door to the next eternal life. Go ahead, Sheila, talk. When you saw that video, Sheila, what did it do for you?
Well, it's God's sense of humor, LT, and we know who has interviewed me, and we shared intel back and forth for a few years. He shared that video, and I was so busy. I thought, well, I don't know if I have time, and God said I had him send that video. This just happened 3 weeks ago, and it was right during that whole time of the eclipse, and the humor of God is in the green room in Branson, Missouri, November of 22. It came out of my mouth about the three eclipses. I don't know anything about eclipses. I'm not a scientist. I didn't even know there were going to be three, but they were saying there's two. They're going to make an X. God's targeting America. This is judgment. And it was such a serious conversation. And I forget. I have to just keep my lip button because if I open my mouth, God shows up. And this is what you meant about the Holy Spirit. And so I opened my mouth and I said, there's a third. Don't you understand? There's a third. The message is in the three. You have to have the three to understand the whole message. And he's not forming an X. He's forming a cross. Now, I don't know Hebrew. But what God has revealed is exactly what you were saying, Christian. We have been kept from operating with the Holy Spirit. And when you don't operate with the Holy Spirit, you can't operate in the fourth and fifth dimension.
Yes.
Never have I heard Hebrew so properly developed. Because now when there's conversations, we were just talking about this a little bit yesterday, James, when I'm in conversations with people who operate in the fourth and fifth dimension, then I'm praying, seeking something. They're prompted to call me and give me what I'm seeking. Okay. So then when they give me that, then God gives me something for them. It's a richness that we don't have if we just operate in 1, 2, and 3D. And that's what Hebrew confirms. There's the letter, that's one. There's a pictograph, that's two. Then there's a number. Those three give you a lot of wisdom. But you don't have the full wisdom because when he said this, how the shapes come together, how the letters are formed together is the fourth dimension. And the fifth is when you understand how all of this goes. And I don't know if you ever heard at Reawaken, because what happened is that was November 22. And then, as God does, now I got to go home and prove it. So I was looking for all these maps. 2023 wasn't on any of the maps. It was all about the X. It was all about judgment. It was all about the comet. It was all these negative things. And people keep saying, Sheila, why didn't you add that to your presentation about the eclipse? It's this simple. Christ said, I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father do. and we keep doing things he did not touch or agree to or align with while he was on earth. He taught us everything while he was here. And we are now so into everything that they do on earth, everything that they do in the, because there's only two kingdoms, and we're so merged in that, that's why we're not aligned with truth in the courts. So we don't have pre-existing law by the Bible. We have man's law. Everything, medicine is man's medicine. It's not God's healing. Everything we have so shifted that we didn't even realize it. And that's the focus of this new book. But this video came out in time at the very, very end of the eclipses. So I revised the eclipse presentation because I had the three always. From the very beginning, it was the letter A, which is the Aleph. A is also El in Hebrew, and El is the Lord of all. So you only have the living Lord of all. Now, what did he do? He put his signature across America. Doesn't sound like targeting to me. But then he gave us the message of the seven Salems. And you heard this in the Hebrew, that when these all come together, not just Salem, peace, when they all come together, that is the peace of the Lord. That is completion. That's perfection. And he named it all in this short little video. What came out of my mouth in 22 before I knew anything. And so for God to give that to me, so I got it like a week and a half before the actual third eclipse.
Wow. That's amazing. Let's go into the PowerPoint deck, Sheila and Christiane, because we're going to cover some very biblical stuff in it. Oh, yeah. I love it. This is where we're going. The Red Heifer Firestorm is what I'm calling the show, because red is kind of like, and the firestorm is kind of like what Iran and Israel are going through now. This is episode 76 with Sheila Holman and Dr. Christiane Northrup. You know where to find me on Unrestricted Warfare. Let's go, Sheila. You did 107 give this to you and you send this to me, or how did this start?
No. I had this and I sent it to him. Well, this is what happens all the time. I got this and I sent it to him, and then he got the Michigan sheriff affidavit and he sent it to me. So then I got the four letter.
I got it.
It goes like that.
The sheriff.
But this is so key. This is so key.
Yeah, and then before we start, I want to set this up for the audience. There's a cue drop. Long time ago, 5-6 years ago, that talks about 10 days, not 10 days of darkness, 10 days, mm-hmm. period, darkness below it, period. So we're not exactly sure whether it's 10 days of like power grid out, 10 days of communication out. That's what everyone assumed, but it might not be. It might be related to this April palindrome. And you and I, Sheila, yesterday had a real good, deep conversation about Kim Clement and Bolpone talking about the something's got to be fixed between Ishtar Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the 31st of March, and the end of April. Fill in the audience.
Okay, so Kim Clement gave a prophecy 14 years ago in 2010. And when he gave this prophecy, he said when we come to the end of Jubilee, and he did the counts of the numbers and everything else, well, he said that if they will not repent, and now here we've just gone through this eclipse, where it's six towns of Nineveh. And I don't know if Dr. Northrup has seen it or your audience has seen the new one, but when it goes through those six towns of Nineveh, everyone thinks, well, Nineveh was saved because Jonah went. Well, that's a fairy tale. The truth is he took his people out, the 10 tribes of Israel, and put them to uninhabited lands around the world. And when he did that, then he told the king, well, it's not going to be good for you, and you will not know where they are. I have scattered them and you will not know where they are. So that's why there's still the lost tribes. We don't understand these things. So what Kim said, and not matching any of it up, he's getting the word and giving the word in 2010. Yeah. And in 2010, it matches all of these same dates. And so what he said was, if they will not repent and they will not turn from their wicked ways, then between the 70th day, which ends up being 331, of this year, 24, gave the year, and then you fast forward the 30 days from the 70th day to the 100th day, which is 331 to 430. And where are we at with this? Is that from 3:31 to 4:30, look at how we've gone from drip, drip, drip to flood.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at how we've gone to people being revealed and exposed at a greater level. That all the 117 Republicans have voted against us on the two key issues just this week. They're still operating. They're not turning from their wicked ways. Okay. So we are now between the 70th and the 100th day. Now, how does this match up with what Juan and I were talking about? Is when I sent him this was so spectacular because we had just had a conversation a week or 10 days before. And I was so frustrated because I'm researching this point book. It's a point book that explains all the points of how they've taken us over. Well, they take over every nation, and now they've done it to us. And the 45 points have already been accomplished. We're on borrowed time at this point.
Wow.
And so I said, not only does he want me to research it backwards, but when I told God I was going to research it backwards, but now he wants me to write it backwards. And I didn't tell Juan that God said, if you don't write it backwards, nobody can read it forwards because they aren't going to understand where you're headed. Because now you see that it's a counter plan to my plan. But my problem is my people don't know my plan. So we've cooperated with the other kingdom and think we're still his people called by his name. And so I said, now I'm going to have to write this whole thing backwards. And Juan said, of course you are. He said the same thing God said. If you don't write it backwards, they can't read it forwards. They've done everything backwards to us. They've done credit backwards. They've done finance backwards. They've done medical backwards. They've done everything backwards so that we find ourselves trying to dig out of where they have taken us. And so I said, well, God said that. And that's when he laughed. And he said, well, he said, usually people, you know, go to me and then they go to God to check me. You're coming to me to check God. I said, I just wasn't expecting you to say the same things. And it would have been nice knowing this if you would have told me last July, you know, when we were, when I was first starting on this.
Christiane, so, go ahead.
Yes, and weigh in. Well, this palindrome relates to that. These are the last 10 days that they have in their life to turn from their wicked ways from the Kim Clement prophecy.
So that's that's what it represents. But it's interesting that 4:30, the last day of April, is not part of the palindrome prophecy.
But it is, because that's the last day of the Passover. The Passover starts at sundown on the 22nd till sundown on the 30th.
That's why I got the 22nd.
So the 30th starts sundown 29 for
I got that. That's why I actually put the square on 22nd. Christiane.
Here's what I know. I was listening to Ricardo Bossi from Australia, and he said, what is happening right now behind the scenes is that these people who have not turned from their wicked ways have been given a choice. Either you're gone or you're going to work for us. And I believe that this is happening all over the planet. Now, in Cal Washington's notices of liability, which is happening all over the world on smart meters, 5G, mandatory vaccinations, chemtrails, geoengineering.
Yep.
People all over the world are holding these elected officials liable, but in the notices of liability, which are all biblically based, you give these people a chance to repent every time. And then if they don't do it, see, because the notices of liability operate not in Satan's realm, in God's realm. So it is a legal system, a lawful system that is above the lawfare that has kept us all imprisoned. And when you read one of these notices of liability, and how it's done through the post office and through the clerks of the court, the officials of the court, the notaries, it's all done very straightforward, very, no one's hiding anything. It's standing in your true armor of God as who you are, a child of God, very, very powerful. And I believe that this all relates because people are getting the idea, all right, I need to stand up in who I am. I mean, this is what I'm seeing on a day-to-day level with the people I know here in the state of Maine. I want to give you another example of this, where we step out of that debt slave system. So with our meeting this weekend, one of the guys was selling beef. He said, I know where this bull was raised. I was there. I know the pasture on which he grazed. We gave thanks. And this meat is not for resale. And it's over here in this cooler for $7 a pound. I mean, what I see is we are living now in God's kingdom. But boy, does this require a turnaround of our minds. Do I have permission? What do I need to do? Do I need a license? All of that is crumbling down.
Well, you know what's interesting, Christiane? I went to my accountant a week ago, probably for the last time, to be honest. And out of the blue, I showed him my driver's license and said, oh, in Florida, the driver license will all be new on the 1st of January. And I'm like, wait, what is what? And then it connected to me that this is part of the restoration of America, that the Department of Motor Vehicles will be, because they're a subsidiary corporation of the state corporation, of the federal corporation, they're going to be put out of business, in my opinion. There still will be driver license requirements, but the DMV, as we used to know, it's going away. That's what I think.
Yeah, and also Alex Collier took a little walk with his banker, Wells Fargo, to say, yes, they've all been in training for a whole other system, getting rid of the SWIFT system in another system. So this is happening behind the scenes, but now it's like you said, Sheila, it's gone from the drip, drip, drip to now it's a flood.
Now it's a flood. And wow, in all of this, we got the red heifer, right? They want to, they claim to have the Messiah there and whatever. And next Monday is not only Red Heifer Sacrifice Days, it's from left to right Earth Day, which was created in 1970. It's Passover, the first day of Passover. It is Hitler's diaries were found, you know, volume of his diaries, not Mein Kampf, far beyond that, was found on this day. And then Nixon died in 1994 on April 22nd. Sheila, what is this going on with the red heifer and Passover and Earth Day? Talk to us. Is this a psyop?
I'll come back to the red heifer because that's God's plan. The temple rebuilding is God's timing. And what I didn't share about the palindrome is that it only happens every 100 years.
Wow.
What are the chances that our Father would have that aligned for us between the 70 and 100th day after Jubilee to match a 14-year-old prophecy of King Clement to be the days for them and to also match with Passover when everything has been about the cross of Christ, not the X, which is in Greek and Hebrew Christ?
Well, so, I saw a brief video on the red heifer from a completely different point of view. That there were nine red heifer sacrifices in the past, biblically speaking, and that the 10th red heifer was Jesus Christ, on the cross. He shed blood for all of us to clean us. And so there was no need for another red heifer sacrifice. So from a Christian vista, from a truly Christian vista, if you understand Jesus being that red heifer, being that final sacrifice, no more sacrifices were necessary because he did it all, then this is kind of like a throwaway.
This is man's plan.
It's right. This is more theater to me than actually something out of the Bible. Christianity.
They're planning it. They're planning the date in advance.
Yep.
That's not how Father operates.
Nope.
They're planning that this is going to be the temple. They're planning where the location of the temple is going to be.
And it's the wrong location. The city of David is where the original temple was when it fell in 70 AD. So it's not on Temple Mount.
Nope. This is their plan, their way, their date. And Brittany, that was with you for a long time on AMP, she's over there assigned with this. And so I've written to her, but she's so excited about it. And I was there. It was March 25 of 23, right? I spoke with Dr. Artis in Houston. Then I went on to San Antonio to halt hospital homicide. Then they had me come back to the church where they were having the red heifer family that donated all these red heifers. And that was in Texas. That family came, every member of the family, then all the people from Israel came. And so this has been built up, and that's why Brittany was part of that fellowship. She's still probably part of that fellowship. She got so excited about this and got so involved in this. And it can sound like it's what's supposed to happen. But if Christ doesn't know the dates of these things in advance, I don't want to try and predict what these dates are in advance. So we need to really pray for everyone involved in this as to what's happening in Israel on the 22nd of April, because this is to bring sacrifices, blood sacrifices, back into the church and the temple.
Is this going to trigger a larger scale religious war between the Temple Mount and Judaism and Christianity? Is this going to try to lead us to Armageddon?
Well, they're going to try and get us into war, but war is not where we're headed. Civil war is not where we're headed, and a coup is not where we're headed.
I agree with you. I'm just bringing this up.
And the Temple Mount, I've not been to Israel. God has not prompted me to go step foot on the land of where these people are, because Israel people, Jacob, Israel, have not been there since 721 BC, so purposefully. And so what is happening and how this is happening? I heard that the Temple Mount is over controlled. The control is turned over to the Muslims, and it's locked up. You have to have permission to go in. It's only open during certain times, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Christiane, any comment on this man-made event next Monday?
First of all, I love what Sheila just said, because I have had a feeling about this from the beginning, like something's way off, like something's way off with this. And it's interesting, Sheila, I've never had one little bit, not one cell in my body has ever wanted to go to Israel. And so I love what you mentioned earlier, that the 12 tribes were scattered all over the world, including the Iroquois nation and the Cherokee. That gives me total body chills. Now that I can get behind. And I'm so glad you gave us this history of the red heifer with the family and the Texas and all of that. And because a part of me thought, there is something off with this. That was my own intuition, my own whatever.
Yeah, it's sort of like the rapture. The rapture doesn't exist in Revelation.
Right.
God's plan is not to rapture us. God's plan is to remove the enemy.
Yeah.
Revelation is removal, not rapture. It's removal, and Revelation is for us to wake up to the truth. That's what it is.
Oh, now, Sheila, what were you saying about that book, Left Behind?
Well, in the movies, those were all done on purpose to shift the story to the other kingdom. Because the good people are not going to be taken out.
Nope.
If you're really the remnant of God, it's going to be like when Stephen was being stoned to death. Someone was whispering to him, say, look up, look up. Do you not see Christ seated on the right hand? And then to tell them, do not hold this against them, just like Christ did. And if he had not have done that, Saul, who was having Christians killed, was the one who gathered everyone's cloaks. If that had not been forgiven for him, could he have had the Damascus experience and become Paul? So we get in the way. That's all I can say is we get in the way because we don't know truth.
No, we don't know truth. And we don't know God often, right? So that's part of it.
Right.
This is interesting. So starting to look at the war in the Middle East through a different lens. There was a good friend of mine who's Jewish, Aaron Cates out of Canada, a few days ago, just texted me that the Gaza health official gave statistics on the war. The war is now 6 months old in Gaza. 13,000 Hamas terrorist soldiers dead. 9,000 civilians dead. That is less than a one-to-one ratio of civilians. So it's not a genocide if those numbers are correct. You're looking at what? Basically 3,000 or 4,000 people dying a month. I'm not saying that's great. but 9/11 at one day produced all that same number. So it's feeling strange. And all of these missiles that were fired, it feels like they're just dumping the weapons. It killed almost nobody. 99% were hit. A lot of people said that's not real. More people died. I don't believe it because I'm seeing pictures like this rocket booster in the Dead Sea. I'm seeing this picture of the rocket booster over here. I saw a video of you know, winged drones being tangled in you know, long distance power lines. It's weird. And people say, well, Iran was probing to map out Israel's defense. I don't think we're going to Armageddon. I actually see the alliance orchestrating this. I think a lot of the stuff we've seen crisis actors, little kids, being injured over and over again in different parts of Gaza. That's actually been confirmed. We've you know, a lot of stuff was green screened in Ukraine, and I think the same thing is going on in Gaza. So I am not physically there, so I can't verify, you know, all those pictures that show were complete destruction. You know, is that a movie set or is that actually Gaza? And so it's very hard to confirm things. And I really look at this a different lens, like they're deliberately, the West and the East are deliberately using up a lot of their ammunition on purpose. It's almost like they're de-escalating or disarming their armies in a way. That's how I'm looking at this. Anyone?
But there's two things. They're killing a lot of Christians. And that's the goal. And it's been the goal since the Garden. That's what the Civil War was about. That's what all these wars have been about, is killing Christians. And so they're doing that. But there's a representative, and I was just looking for the quote, and I'll get it for you. He gave a quote that we need to do the same thing in Gaza we did in Hiroshima. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki were because they were Christians. And Americans have never known this truth. And so that's what they're doing, is killing Christians. And they're trying to create a war, but people don't understand how powerful the oaths are of the secret societies. And in the secret societies, you take the oath to Allah, to ISIS, and to Ahura Mazda. What is Ahura Mazda? Ahura Mazda is the ancient religion of Iran that comes out of the ancient religions of Egypt. And so that ancient religion from Iran is what they've taken an oath to, having no idea that they're committed to that, because who knows what that even means. You buy a Mazda car. Is that related to Ahura Mazda? I mean, what do we don't know these terms. We don't know the definition of things. And so in the whole Israel situation, I just got my first thing on Twitter. I got 2 days ago, I got a notice that I'm 15 years on Twitter. I went up over 15,000, then went down under 3,000. I didn't get knocked off, but got knocked way back. And I'm now probably around 9,000. But what I received was an honor thing for that. Do you want us to make up a thing for you to share with your friends on Twitter? And it's not even 10 minutes later, and I get a notice that I've had hateful conduct on Twitter. I'm like, I've never had hateful anything on Twitter. And it's because when they were so prominent, putting big pictures out with the big lion with the Star of Rem fan that's on the flag of Israel on the side of, and it was so brilliant and bright from deep, deep Christians, and they don't understand. So I just put IS space RAEL, then a space, IS space NOT space REAL. And I put that they have been gone since 721 BC, that the Hebrew Israelites tried to return when the state of Israel was established. They were not allowed to. They sold everything in their nation and tried to go back onto the land, and they couldn't. What's going on in Israel, people didn't know. And that's why Q said Israel will be last, and the Israel-Iran situation will be. Because if you think about what you just said about how the connections of Ukraine, Israel, Iran, it's all the same. We're seeing photoshopped, studio-oriented, green screen things. And what we don't understand is, what are their laundering locations? Iran, got the millions and billions of dollars.
Yep.
Israel, send money to Israel, send money to Ukraine. They had people sending money to Ukraine. What did all of our Congress reps wear? The colors of the flag of Ukraine. That's their focus.
That's by the way, that's Baphomet's color, blue and yellow.
Yeah, did Did I send you the chart of all the departments under Biden? There's only three American flags. The rest are Israel's flag.
No, I'll have to look at it another time. But just to bring people up to speed, Iran Special Forces hijacked a container ship over in, I think, the Persian Gulf. So we got that activity going on. You don't hear much news about it. But what's interesting is the container ships, I think, are to play a big role in exposing the supply chain for child sex trafficking, adrenochrome harvesting. That's what I think. Bigger news. Klaus Schwab apparently is hospitalized on Sunday the 13th. But even stranger is CERN did not activate on the eclipse day as it was attempting to do. And on top of that, their lead scientist, Higgs, died on the eclipse day with CERN doing nothing. So I believe, A, CERN is controlled by the Alliance. They removed this gentleman, trying to open the bottomless pit to hell and bring in all the demonic entities. And I think we're in full control now in that respect. Christiane.
Gene Decode says CERN has been taken over by the White Hats, by the Alliance. So I agree with you on that one. And I would like to ask you, did you hear about the fact that in this path of totality of the eclipse, they did chemtrails, they did spraying of something right along that path a little before and during, so that within 7 weeks, a whole lot more people would fall sick, so that they could push through the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Now, I saw that Sweden has just decided no more of that. We're not doing any of the...
Right, they removed all Agenda 2030 goals, Sweden. No more masks, nothing. They're done with everything.
Yeah, and they're the ones basically who never closed schools and had a far better outcome during COVID. So to me, what this feels like is, sort of Custer's last stand, 2024, for the deep state. And so what I am wondering, and, Sheila, we know that God wins. The question is, how much more destruction are these demonics going to do before it all turns on a dime? Because I have a feeling that it's going to turn on a dime. It's amazing to me how many people really are still asleep. They have no idea. But on the other hand, so this drip, 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 when anyone goes in the hospital like Schwab, to me, that's a calm. That just says, okay, so we got to him. we took him out.
He's been removed off the stage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just like the royal family, Kate Middleton.
Just like Jacob Rothschild back in February.
Yep. Just one after another, after another, after another. And now, Sheila, one of the things I am most interested in is that Jesus said, and you have this in your books, these things and more you shall do also if it glorifies me. It's not just, okay, let's give God a shopping list. These are the things I want. No, that doesn't work. It has to be to glorify God. The healing power, physical healing, I believe that is absolutely, well, we know this, we know it in the testimonies in your books, that people can be healed. We are at a stage where when people realize what they have done to their bodies with the satanic injection and all of that, I believe that there's great healing available, but first there has to be some kind of repentance. Can you give me your thoughts on that? This physical healing that is available. I read your book on Wigglesworth and the guy who had no feet, and he, went into the shoe store. Well, if I had feet, what would the shoe look like? And he grew feet right there in front of them. This is, I just know these miracles and wonders are available for us. In the kingdom, when we're living in the kingdom.
None of the medicines are from God. None of the vaccines are from God. Right. We came wondrously made.
Yes.
And why do we now have hospitals filled with babies and young children? When I was just driving across to help a widower 4-year-old grandson, I'm trying to get him out of DHS in Arkansas. And so what was happening is I was driving across and I hit Memphis from a different direction. I didn't even realize I was in Memphis, and all of a sudden I'm on the big bridge going into to Arkansas. And so where I'm at, I'm sitting at a stoplight and there's St. Jude. They only show you a little snapshot picture. That thing is so, so huge and getting bigger all the time. And it's so infuriating. I did not know. And my books were all written before the targeting. And I thought it was because of the books that I got targeted. But what happened to me is I ended up with cancer all on my left side because of the power of the EMF hit on my right side. And I thought, how do I have cancer cells in me? What have I done to have cancer cells in me? And what the specialist said is, well, you can thank John D. Rockefeller. They were in your vaccines when you were kids.
I'm like,
because our families, whatever they said we needed, because all of a sudden kids in the area had polio, or kids in the area had rheumatic fever, or kids in the area had all these different things. They had shots for everything. And sugar cubes for something else. I forget what all this stuff is for. And that so I ended up with cancer all down my left side, and God took care of all of it. I didn't do any chemo treatment, and they wanted to do surgeries about it and then plastic surgeries to rebuild it, including my face, because it was from my face all the way down to my feet. And I said, God, just what is this? And so I've learned so much since that, and I was already saying, why are we letting them put things in us? If we're perfectly and wondrously made, then why is this going on? And I'm not the medical person, but I have learned it so much through this process. And it's the same as I was mentioning earlier, we're not aligned with the Father's will on law. We're not aligned with the Father's will on health. We're not aligned with the Father's will on, so we're not aligned. And when you're not aligned, you're operating with the other kingdom. And when he made it that clear to me, that's what's given me the fight to keep coming through all of this. I'm the only one. The other five speakers at that event, they were all high level in the new change that they had made to South Carolina GOP. And they were all taken out. And they went to the hospital, and everyone that went to the hospital died. That's why I've been speaking at Halt Hospital Homicide. Everything they're doing to us is the other kingdom. We don't need any of this. And if you hear these commercials, the side effects are unbelievable. And now if your antidepressant drug is not successful, it's because now we have this one that's going to help you even more. But both of them could cause you to commit suicide. It's like, what? That's what, you know, so people are not understanding and they're falling for it. And that's why they're giving them cheaper and cheaper and for free. Is because the people who stopped buying them, it wasn't just because of the money. But now if it's free, then people will go ahead and keep getting it. We have been programmed that that's how you get better, is with all of this. It's the programming that's done this to the people. So the people are not living on the land. They're not living with natural products. They're not living natural healing. They don't understand these things. And even though Father has done those things, so they did through Wigglesworth, that man didn't know how to read. And his pastor's wife, he was a plumber. He fixed the pipes under the sink. She gave him a sandwich for lunch. She laid her hands on his shoulder to pray for him. And when she did it, the Holy Spirit filled him. He was never the same again. And God and his wife taught him the Bible. God revealed things to him that, like you said, you can read the Bible, but without the Holy Spirit, you don't get the fourth and fifth dimension. That's why this Hebrew clip was so important. Is that we don't understand. What do you mean the president operates in 5D? Well, how does he know these things? And how did he say these things and do these things? He's operating with the Father. So when people call him a new Christian, it gets so frustrating because you don't understand. You're not in the knowledge of the Father. He is.
Yes.
So you're operating with human knowledge and thinking you understand what's happening and you don't. That's why they get mad at Trump. That's why they get mad at Juan. That's why they don't understand. These men are operating at such a higher level. And people who are doing nothing are trying to tear them apart. Instead of, we don't have a republic if it's not we the people. We the people, and I've said again, the school board, city council, county supervisors, commissioners, if you don't handle and put the reins with an integrous person in those positions, you're not going to be able to turn your community around. And so we have to remove and replace. That's what we are as a republic. And so the good news is everything will be ready to do that, but will we the people stand up? And they keep saying it only took 3% to do the War of Independence and get independence in America. We've never been independent. I mean, I understand we're on the land, but what people never knew is we've been under the bondage of England until President Trump got her to surrender. And then he inspected her guard. And to let you know, he inspected it in front of the son, Charles, also. Just to be clear, they're not in charge. We're inspecting the guard, the enslavement, because we've never been out of an enslaved situation, ever.
And it's all about removal, as I've been saying. I want to play a quick last video. It's from Denmark. It's news. It's what Sheila's been talking about. The attack on Christianity has been going on since World War II, a lot longer than that. We know that. The attack on God's children. Well, let's get into it. Very short. Looks like Notre Dame in France, but this is in Denmark. Copenhagen. Clearly, to me, it's arson, right? It's clearly attacking Christianity. They can write whatever cover story they want. The media over there, the government over there, just like COVID, right? They can change any story they want. But I see what's going on.
What do you think the Notre Dame thing was? That cathedral, that's a different deal.
Yeah, when we had Michelle Obama, apparently, or Mike Obama, whatever his name is, they're drinking a glass of wine and giving a smirk. And her reflection, you can see Notre Dame like off the wine glass there. What a deliberate shot. And Obama, Michael Obama, the tranny, he was literally on a cruise ship on the Seine River or whatever. And we're able to, just the time was miraculous. So for that coincidence to happen, you know, it was a very dark, dark plan from the beginning, a satanic plan.
Yeah. Well, Notre Dame and all the others have tunnels under them, and now we're learning about the tunnels. So just like under the Vatican, and the same ritualistic things happen, and the artwork under in the catacombs is made out of skulls of the people they've sacrificed. People have no idea how evil this whole thing is, and I don't know if they're going to be able to handle it. And when they find out that cancer's been done to us, and now it's been done to our children, and done on purpose, and now you have to get 3 vaccines in your child the morning they're born, or you're not going to be able to take them home with you. We're going to have CPS take them. This has gone a lot further than it should have gone if we would have stayed on top of these departments and situations.
Correct. Well,
yeah, that's my whole life's work has been about this, just telling people, stay out of this, stay out of this, stay out of this. And, I mean, as an insider, and I know that's why God sent me on the route that I went to become board certified in the delivery of gestation, conception, gestation, labor, birth, postpartum. I'm grounded in that from God's perspective, but I became board certified in Satan's perspective. So as an insider, I know how to guide people when they're ready. But those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, let them hear. And the rest of it, I mean, James and I have been banging this drum for decades.
Yeah.
We had to watch while so many people went right along with being deceived. And that includes a lot of Christians. I said to my pastors, okay, listen, you don't have to put this from the pulpit, but you better know what Satan's doing. And I gave them a presentation like I would have at the Reawaken America tour. They were certainly very open. But when Franklin Graham went in and told the churches, oh, yes, this is what Jesus would have done, I thought, oh, you are deceived. You are so deceived. So this is going to be an individual thing where enough of us wake up. And thank you for all the work that you've been doing. I swear it's like a parallel ministry here. Yeah.
Well, we could spend the entire program, and I did several on exposing the deep state church. I did a 7-step series, and then I was asked on 2 other programs to do the same 7 steps. Every one of them is different, but the church structure is what Constantine put up. It's not Father's structure with the apostle and prophet with Christ. It's a chief cornerstone, so that we're aligned with the Father, and when the people come, they shall be blessed by being in the presence with him and with us. That's how it's supposed to be, that none will leave in lack, because he seeds in the fellowship everything that's needed. And we are so far away from that. But I didn't expose them until they went after Mark Taylor in February of 21. Then in March of 21, I exposed what they did. They tried to make me one of the 3 at the top of the organization, commissioning apostles around the world, starting with mega church pastors. And all of that's against God's plan. And I had $9 to my name at the time when they were trying to give me this plan. And they knew how the court had ruined me and how everything was unlawful that was happening to me. Didn't care. Just wanted me to be a part of it with all my testimonies. And
wow.
So after I exposed them, they came up with a prophetic standard statement. Then they just wanted people to sign it. Then I found out that the article had 32 who thought they were tasked with quality control. They're all the same people who wanted me on the platform with them back in the 90s. Okay, so when you see how this has been building, where the pastors became prophets, because they had to narrow the 5-fold ministry to just the pastor, because you got to control the people. This is all other kingdom structure.
And
if you don't control the people, so then the pastors had to become the prophets, because people wanted prophetic words and they had to control what they did. So they started School of the Prophets, and you have to say what we tell you you can say, or you can't be a prophet. You're a false prophet. And then they try and ruin people like a Mark Taylor. Then they turned around with the same people, promoted them, gave them the funding. Now, where do you suppose that comes from? They became mega churches. Mega churches have over 20,000 members, and now you're all driving Rolls Royces and flying in jets. It's the same as the other kingdom. It is the other kingdom. So then they do that. So then once they do that, then you're only a vertical apostle until you bring other churches under you to be a horizontal apostle, because then you're getting other people to pay the dues and go to 4 summits a year. It's a money pyramid.
Oh, that's
and
a
I
pyramid
said it's a club
scheme.
Of apostles. And he said, but Sheila, it's even better. He said, you're going to get tithe from them too. We're going to split everything 3 ways.
Yeah, but let's tie this into COVID. Let's tie this into COVID, because
this is what they did. Why did the churches,
Sheila,
have you sit 6 feet apart?
There's no separation of church and state in 2020.
No.
Right.
Right. They followed lockdown. They followed the mass. And in fact, the Pope's been saying, go get your vaccines, and been trying to shame people. So you clearly, Christian, they're in the other kingdom, right?
Yes.
Well, June 17 of 1996, and I have the cover to the document, and there are people working diligently to get me the document. It says on the cover, and it's for the intelligence committees of both in the Congress, the House and the Senate. And it said that the CIA has been successful in fully infiltrating journalists and clergy. And that was June 17 of 1996.
Of course. Christiane.
Well, I can tell you about the Flexner Report and my profession. And frankly, we've infiltrated medicine, pharmakia, long before that. And you know how John D. Rockefeller and his, they just closed down all of the God's kingdom healing, homeopathy, herbs, osteopathy, closed them down, invented the word quack, invented the American Medical Association. Then people started to get cancer from all those Rockefeller drugs. They started the American Cancer Society. And I can tell you from my years and years on the front lines of this, the American Cancer Society has no more interest in curing cancer than your next door plumber. They have no interest whatsoever. It's the same with the MS Society and the Rheumatoid Society. What I would like to say to the audience, whoever reaches this, do not give one more freaking cent to the Susan B. Komen Foundation, any of the breast cancer, none of these foundations.
None to John Hopkins Children's Foundation, none of it.
No, Red Cross, None of them.
Red Cross, American Cancer Society are under the Knights of Pythias, the top high nobles in the secret societies above all other secret societies. And they were enacted by our Congress in 1864 and credited that Lincoln did it, but our Congress has been paying for them and given them land for their castles and probably paid for the castles. It's all come out of our budget, of our taxes since 1864, and there's a castle in every state. And there's tunnels under the castles and boys and girls clubs and military installations all on their properties and the Assembly of God Church and Evangel University. That's the compound. I've got the pictures. It's the picture, information
that's
about
a
Knights of
separate
Pythias
show altogether, Sheila.
It yep. sure is, James. It's like, let me at them. We need to get that information.
That'd be great. No, seriously, Sheila. That'd be, if you got the pictures and maps, I'll do a show on that anytime.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I think that, I mean, you know, in my meditation today, it's what has to happen is people have to understand it the way I do, the way you do, or understand. If you're Charlie Freak, you got to get the language right. They don't need the medical system. Maybe for a car accident, as Lee Merritt says, you know, you can do all the herbs you want, but when you break your femur, you need me. She's an orthopedic surgeon. There's some good things God does that way. But other than that, stay away.
Stay away. I lost a brother and sister to cancer, older brother and sister back in 2009 and 14. They're in the young 60s. They got the polio vaccine in the 50s that I never received.
Oh,
so
really?
there's the difference. Cancer in all of us via the Rockefeller Pharmakia vaccines. And I got an autistic son on top of that. We're
and
at
the cures have been developed.
We're at the top. We're at the top of the hour.
Yep.
Christiane, close out for 2 minutes, then I'll let Sheila close out. Go ahead, Christiane.
I want everyone to know it's exactly what the Bible says. We are awesomely and wonderfully made in the image of God. We do not need things that come in needles, and we don't need things that come from the pharmacy. And once you know this and you are in touch with this and you literally surrender to this consciousness within you, you have the keys to the kingdom and you don't need your doctor anymore.
Sheila, go ahead.
We are on top of it. We are aware of it. We're now able to share it. The people that Dr. Northrup just mentioned that had all of these things and the cures and the herbs and everything else, go back and look at how many of them they took out. The couple who had the ivermectin in Canada.
Yeah.
Baling wire, husband and wife.
Yep.
They have taken doctors out. They have removed them from the planet. They have removed partners and threatened the other partner if you continue to do this. And the people selling the cure of cancer in the capsule form that I was able to use, they now have that person in a lawsuit. And they've changed the formula, I believe, because now it's available on Amazon. Now that the word is out that is available, you've got to get with the Holy Spirit and get with the Father, because the only way you know truth, the only way you will remain in truth is with the Father guiding you and comforting you, because we are in the storm. And that's what Christ had given us as a guide and a comforter. Don't ever forget.
Yep. And Jesus didn't come here for peace. He came here to really instill the truth and remove the enemy. And that's what's happening. Thank you very much, Dr. Christiane Northrup and Sheila Holm. I look forward to having both of you on together, maybe separately, going forward. Thank you. Have a great night, everyone.